please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and really cool people and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels, which more than ever we need right now are good things on social channels. And now, as you know, we are sharing these solutions and our thoughts, opinions, feelings, pajama leisure comments in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast. Today is Thursday, July 16th, 2020.
I can't believe it. It feels like this year has gone by so weirdly fast and weirdly slow at the same time.
Well,
we're in purgatory.
Yeah, it's been such a bizarre year for the entire world. Christy, I don't know if you remember, probably don't remember, but yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of the first time we attempted to bring Brennan into this world.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was when you went into your first part of your labor that lasted a week?
Exactly. So I feel like she kind of gets a birthday week. We kind of get a birthday week. I kind of get a labor anniversary week, feeling kind of celebratory on that front. But yeah, I was thinking about it yesterday, and we've talked about this, but how something that when you're in it can seem so incredibly slow, like these days of quarantine or the days of being a brand new parent, but it can seem so incredibly slow and yet go so incredibly fast. The monotony and Groundhog Day-ness of quarantine and COVID and working from home has accumulated into these literally almost 150 days that have just flown by. More than half the year has flown by. And we are almost done with summer vacation for kids. My oldest daughter goes back to high school in 1 month. Summer is 4 weeks away.
So does my son. But I think we just took a poll. The school district just took a poll. And like, would we rather have hybrid learning, all in person or all from home? And I think the community has weighed in on mostly staying at home. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I had a discussion with this brilliant almost 16-year-old that I get to share my life with. And we talked about it yesterday. And I think that we are prepared as a family to do what her school is choosing to do. Right now, they have a hybrid learning plan laid out, but they have made it clear that they are open to any families that have serious concerns to go into just at-home learning options. So I'm very, very grateful for their flexibility. What their flexibility indicates to me also is that they're not taking this lightly. And it actually engenders more confidence in me in what their protection and measures of responsibility will be on campus. Now, fortunately, she goes to a very, very small school. The total population is less than 200. So it's not what some of the larger schools are facing. So we are taking a deep breath as a family. And if that first day back at school is physically on campus, we're going to be ready and willing to let her try, knowing that that may mean we have to quarantine from all of our other family members who might be immune compromised. But I really wrestle with her experience in high school because I don't want her to not get she deserves.
I get it. I think that's interesting that you're willing. For my situation, it's a little different. And my son's high school is much larger.
Much bigger. There's exactly.
Like 2,000 kids that go there.
Totally different story.
It just wouldn't make sense for him to be there.
Exactly.
So, but it's a very interesting thing and he's very worried about it. I don't know what's going to happen.
And right, right.
At this point, I'm tired of trying to game it out. And I feel like it's wasted energy to try to imagine what it's going to look like. And I'm just taking one day at a time. That's my strategy.
So my meditation this morning was all about being in the flow, letting go and letting go of the assumption of control. And I think that's exactly where we're at. We can think through different circumstances and how we might react, but we cannot chart any of these paths. They are coming and we are going to just have to stay in the flow. And I think that's the only way to kind of help our kids and those we get to parent really understand that this rigid notion of I can control this outcome simply won't work. We have to be in the flow. And so, being in the flow can make us more optimistic.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of really good solutions on the news feed today. And I invite everybody to go read all 10 of them. But the one that both you and I chose are really speaking to this particular feeling of being in the flow and just looking at what we can control, right? And so what's the story you wanted to highlight today, Summers?
Well, the headline reads, "Study shows humans are optimistic even when times are tough." So this is from Lifestyle. A Michigan State University study, the largest of its kind, was conducted to understand how major life events and aging affect people's outlook on life, specifically optimism. Now, of course, we're not surprised the answer is people are optimistic, but some of the data behind it shows that even through major events like death, divorce, people maintain positive outlooks on the future. The conclusion on this one is that who we are as humans are optimistic. We are determined to see something good, to achieve something good. We believe good will happen, and frankly, we kind of have to in order to keep on going, right? If you're a pessimist, you're not going to continue to strive to that next goal. What I love about this is recognizing that even when you're in the really rough times, it doesn't change who you are fundamentally. Even if you go through an illness or an incredibly traumatic family event or a loss, you don't have to fundamentally be changed as an optimistic person. You may need a period of reflection, you may need time to heal, but it doesn't change who we are as humans, and who we are as humans are inherently optimistic. And it's kind of like, yay, we found a study that proves our point. And so now we just need to get out there and tell more people and remind them, you are inherently optimistic. It's okay, even in this tough time, to be optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting. And it is a positive story that way. The thing that our little article on it, I haven't read the whole study at this point, but the thing that's interesting to me about people who have an optimistic orientation, and that's what we're really talking about, because, you know, tough things happen to everyone, and the entire world is going through a trying time right now, especially here in the United States, because we have been failed at certain levels of leadership. So we don't have a coherent response to a pandemic, which has continued to affect us. And it's unfortunate, but it's never too late to get our act together and really clean up our act and come together as a nation and as a society to really start making a difference. But honestly, when you have an optimistic outlook, even in trying times, typically people have better outcomes. They heal faster, they bounce back faster. Over their lifetime, they are more successful financially. They have better relationships. So there's a whole plethora of different outcomes just by having a positive outlook.
Right.
And I think what is interesting is that it's part of the human wiring to look towards what can be and what we want, as opposed to what we don't get and what isn't. You know what I mean? We do have an innately optimistic orientation. And I like that the survey of 75,000 American, German, and Dutch people between the ages of 16 and 101, that's a tremendous amount of people. That's
quite a data set.
So I think that's good. And so it is possible to maintain a focus on things that make you feel good, make you feel happy, and find that emotional balance. And that's what we all need right now.
One other note on optimism that we talk about is that everybody's optimism can look a little different, right? There are rational optimists and, you know, determined optimists. And Christy and I sort of mark ourselves as different kinds of optimists. So optimism is not cookie cutter. Be open to knowing that your version of optimism is exactly yours. The window you look through is unique.
Which brings us to my headline, right?
So I'm really on it with transitions today. Okay. I think I get like a transition cookie.
Because as I was talking before, I feel like we've been in this purgatory and I would like to have a different view out of my window. And so my headline reads, "Beautifully Simple, this website lets you gaze windows around the world. And I just thought this was a charming solution, which I think I might try out if you're tired of looking at the same vision. And yes, I've been getting out a little tiny bit more, although now I've been cutting it back because where I live in California, the numbers are creeping up again. And that's really discouraging. But I have a beautiful little tree-lined area right outside my window where I'm sitting right now. Unfortunately, it's the same exact view I've been looking at for about 4.5 months now. So I'm getting a little tired of it. So there is something out there, though, that I can look at. There's a website called Window Swap. It's an online platform that allows you to gaze upon a view from someone else's window somewhere else in the world. And it was created by two programmers, Sonali Ranjit and Vaishnav Bala
Subramanian. Sorry for destroying your name, yeah. But thank you. But
the idea is you submit a 10-minute horizontal HD video of your own window and frame, include your name and location for the credits. And once it gets approved by the site, that will unlock access for you to view other windows from around the world. It could be someone's backyard waterfall in Singapore, a balcony garden in Munich, or a French seascape, or it could even be, if you're tired of looking at a beautiful rural scene, maybe you get an urban firescape with some pigeons on it.
What I love about this, and there was another Facebook group called A View From My Window, and at first, I think that was happening kind of April, May, we wrote about it, and I think they were flooded with pictures, and at first, it was all these big, expansive landscapes and amazing places. And then it just kind of started being people's fire escapes with pigeons. And I would encourage people, like, if your landscape, if your view from your window is not some crazy French seaside, but instead it's your garden with your itty bitty little fountain and the occasional bee buzzing by, that's perfect. We want to see it.
Anyway, I thought that was fun. I liked it.
Will you upload one of yours?
Your picture of my window?
Your window.
I think I might. It's kind of boring. 10 minutes of an HD video.
My only concern with this site is that people like you and I, who don't necessarily have this waterfall in Singapore, that the barrier to entry is that we have to upload our own videos. So I think we have to make sure to encourage people that even if you think your yard is boring, it might not be boring to someone. So that there is sort of a democratization of the videos, and it's not just very, very expansive people looking at very, very other expansive people's views.
Kind of reminds me of when I was playing around with the Zoom backgrounds, and I landed on one. It was a picture of somebody else's office, and that was what I was using for a while. Someone else's home office, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's another app or site out there that's called Rate My Room, and they've been rating people's home office setups, and I think specifically for broadcasters, and what you'll get out of 10 out of 10. And the room that I sit in, my office is in this corner of what is our great room, which is our living room that leads to our dining room that leads to our kitchen. And so I am just in the thick of it. But behind me, I have like carefully curated all of the images that I want to see in my own reflection every day. But yeah, the art of your Zoom room, the art of looking out your window, it is a pretty funny thing and a very unique thing to this time in our weird lives.
And I think it's interesting because if you think about what we were talking about yesterday, the windows of your mind that language helps to shape. There is something to be said with changing the vistas you're looking at, what you see, and it puts you in a different frame of mind. So that's why I like that story.
Okay, so I'm putting you on point and task, and me too, and Amelia three. We should upload videos of our windows. So let's do it, and then I'll see you on
the
site.
All right. So other headlines today that were wonderful, but we didn't have time to jump into. So go read the Today's Solutions, July 16th, 2020. Japan's new bullet train will keep running even during a natural disaster. And the giveaway there is because they've installed a battery backup system. So it's not going to be just connected to the national grid. There's some glasses that will allow people with color blindness to be able to see more hues. And that's really great if you happen to have the red-green color blindness. A lot of men in our world do. Some women, but mostly men. Speaking of X chromosomes and Y chromosomes, scientists have sequenced an entire human X chromosome for the very first time. And that could unlock some new knowledge, and that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. 1 million UK smokers have been able to kick the habit during the pandemic. Good for you, getting rid of smoking.
Well done.
Yes.
There's another headline in our birds, bees, and bugs section. That's new solar farm provides clean energy and a refuge for pollinators. Definitely worth reading. And 15 states will join California in electrifying all buses and trucks.
Yay,
electric cars. Christy's dancing. From the design section, there is a story about a purchase of bags made from recycled plastic. So basically, each purchase of these bags made from recycled plastic plants a tree. And then a great story in the business section about Verizon giving workers new skills and new opportunities.
I think it's up to 50,000 employees, 20,000 or 50,000, I can't remember. I read that article earlier, and it's a tremendous new approach that invests in the people who already work for them and retrains them for new positions instead of laying them off.
Yeah, in the increasingly automated economy, it prevents workers who would previously be laid off from being laid off and instead expands their opportunity. So
I just like that. It's a great looking at stakeholder capitalism as opposed to just cutting costs.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, we have to get to our editorial meeting where we're going to be discussing some letters we received from different readers. Thank you, everyone who submits stories to us. We love optimistic leads. Thank you for that. And thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And while you're here, please consider becoming an emissary if you're not already on theoptimistdaily.com. And for only $5 a month, you can help support reader-funded independent journalism and be a part of the solution changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Let's keep The Optimist Daily free to those who need it and supported by those who can. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening today, for being in our community, for reading The Optimist Daily, and for staying strong even in the face of this purgatory pandemic that we are in.
Stay optimistic, people. It's in your genes. Take care.